We have taken a jogging trip through salvation in the Old Testament and a bit of the New Testament.
Jogingom smo prijurili od Starog Zaveta po pojedini delove do Novog Zaveta.
We have seen how God has always related to people.
Videli smo da je Bog uvek komunicirao sa ljudima.
By granting them righteousness.
Tako što im je davao pravednost.
Because they put their faith in God.
Kroz njihovu veru u Boga. Jer su verovali u Boga.
Righteousness is by faith.
Pravednost koja dolazi verom.
A key text and the way that I would like to conclude our time together.
Ključni tekst i način koji bi ja hteo da zaključim to
vreme koje smo proveli zajedno
jeste
Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
Efesima, druga glava, 8 i 9 stih.
There is a sense in which instead of spending 3 hours with me today, we could have just gone right here because these two verses say it all.
U nekom smislu smo mogli da uštedimo svi ovi prethodni koliko 3 sata i da odmah pročitamo ove stihove jer ovi stihovi sve govore.
If there are two verses that you are going to memorize in the New Testament.
I ukoliko želite da imate 2 stiha koje ćete zapamtiti iz Novog Zaveta.
These would be two good verses to memorize.
Ja bih preporučio ova 2.
It tells the plan of salvation.
Tu nam govori o planu spasenja.
Let's read it.
Da pročitam.
Dakle, let's read it twice.
2 puta ćemo pročitati. Efesima 2, 8 i 9. Jer ste posredstvom vere blagodaću spaseni. I to nije od vas, Božji je dar. Ne od dela, da se niko ne pohvali. Još jednom. Jer ste posredstvom vere blagodaću spaseni. I to nije od vas, Božji je dar. Ne od dela, da se niko ne pohvali.
It begins with the words.
Počinje ovim rečima.
For by grace you have been saved.
Blagodaću spaseni.
What does the word grace mean?
Šta znači blagodat?
Grace is the undeserved love of God.
Blagodat je nezaslužena Božja ljubav.
It's not just love.
Nije to samo ljubav.
It's always love in spite of something.
To je uvek ljubav uprkos nečemu.
You see?
Shvatite?
It is by God's love for you in spite of your sin.
Božja ljubav prema vama uprkos vašem grehu.
You can't deserve it or if it's not grace.
Ne možete to zaslužiti, inače ne bi bila blagodat.
If you deserve it, he doesn't need to respond with grace.
Ukoliko je to nešto što vi možete zaslužiti, nema potrebe da Bog odreaguje blagodat.
It's because we don't deserve it that it's called grace.
Upravo zato što je nešto što ne zaslužujemo, zato se zove blagodat.
The text in Romans 5, 8, and 9 summarizes God's action. Romans 5,
Rimljanima 5. glava, 8. i 9. stih, imamo stiže onoga što je Bog uradio. Rimljanima 5, 8 i 9. Ali Bog pokazuje svoju ljubav prema nama time što je Hristos umro za nas kad smo još bili grešnici. Stoga ćemo mnogo pre mi opravdani sada njegovom krvlju njegovim posredstvom biti spaseni od gneva.
Good news, huh?
Dobra vest, da.
God died for us while we were still sinners.
Bog je umro za nas još kad smo bili grešnici.
The death of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Smrt Isusa Hrista na krstu.
Demonstrates this grace.
U stvari prikazuje, demonstrira tu blagodat.
John 3:16.
Jovan 3:16.
Do you know that one?
Znate taj stih. Jer Bog je tako zavoleo svet, da je svog jedinorodnog sina dao, da svaki ko veruje u njega ne propadne, nego da ima večni život.
Did you learn that verse as a child?
Ste naučili ovaj stih na pamet još kad ste bili dete? Da.
God so loved the world.
Bog je tako zavoleo svet.
That he sent Jesus to die on the cross.
Da je poslao Isusa da umre na krstu.
That's grace.
To je blagodat.
For it is by grace that you have been saved.
Jer blagodaću ste spaseni.
Through faith.
Posredstvom vere.
So, God did all of this in sending Jesus to die on the cross.
Bog je
demonstrated His grace.
Kad je poslao svog Isusa, svog sina, da umre na krstu, tada je demonstrirao svoju blagodat.
But the grace alone doesn't save.
Ali sama blagodat nije ono što može da nas spasi.
The grace of God offers the salvation of Jesus Christ as a gift.
Blagodat Božja nudi spasenje Isusa Hrista kao dar.
But salvation is not complete until there is a response from the person to the grace of God.
Ali spasenje nije potpuno sve dok osoba koja prima blagodat Božju ne odreaguje.
As the gift is offered,
kada neko ponudi dar,
the expected response by people is faith.
Ono što, pa kada je Bog ponudio svoj dar, očekivao je od naroda da odreaguje tako što će poverovati.
It is by faith that we reach out and take hold of the grace of God.
Jer verom mi posegnemo za blagodaću Božijom i uzimamo je.
Only way for man to be saved.
Jedini način da čovjek bude spasen.
Is by putting his faith in the person and work of Jesus on the cross.
Jeste da svoju vjeru utemelji na osobi Isusa Hrista i delu Isusa Hrista na krstu.
Let's talk about this faith.
Da porazgovaramo malo o toj vjeri.
There is a quality of faith that saves. And a quality of faith that does not save.
Postoji vera koja spasava i vera koja ne spasava.
In the book of James,
u knjizi poslanici Jakova,
James says the obvious.
On kaže nešto vrlo očigledno.
Demons believe in Jesus.
Kaže i demoni veruju Isusa.
Demons believe in Jesus.
Demoni veruju Isusa.
As a result of that belief,
i kao rezultat te njihove
they
vere,
shake or tremble.
Oni drhte, tresu se.
Are they saved?
A da li su spaseni?
No, not hardly.
Nisu.
So there is a faith that does not save.
Tako postoji vera koja ne spasava.
What quality does the faith of a demon lack?
Šta je to u veri demona što nedostaje?
It is the quality.
Ono što nedostaje.
It is the quality of surrender.
Jeste predanje.
You see, it's not just head knowledge.
Jer nije ta vera samo znanje na nivou uma.
It is the faith.
Već je to vera
that has surrender.
Koja se predaje.
So we take the gift of God.
Tako mi uzmemo dar Božji.
And surrender to the person of God.
I predamo se Bogu kao osobi.
Are demons willing to surrender to God?
Da li su demoni voljni da se predaju Bogu?
No.
Ne.
But they know more about God than we do.
A oni znaju mnogo više o Bogu nego što mi znamo.
Did Satan grow or did Satan exist in the very presence of God?
Zar nije Satan bio u samoj prisutnosti Božje?
Sure.
Sigurno je bio.
You remember in the first chapter of Job, we've got Satan bumping shoulders with God, anthropomorphically speaking.
Sećate se u Jovovoj knjizi imamo opis Satane koji je tu rame uz rame sa Bogom. Opet koristimo antropomorfizam, rame uz rame. Da Bog ima rame.
He knows about God.
On zna sve o Bogu.
And he's God's adversary.
I on je Božji neprijatelj.
But he refuses to surrender.
I odbija da se preda Bogu.
Faith that saves has the element of surrender.
Vera koja spasava ima u sebi taj element predanja.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Blagodeću ste spaseni posredstvom vere.
Now we are told what salvation is not the result of.
A sad nam iza toga kaže šta objašnjava nam šta nije uzrok vere.
Salvation is not the result of your own efforts.
Šta nije uzrok spasenja, izvinjavam se, spasenje nije posljedica nečega što ste vi uradili, posljedica vašeg truda, nije rezultat vašeg truda.
How righteous must we be?
Kolika bi onda bila pravednost?
Perfect righteousness will be.
Samo savršena pravednost zadovoljava.
We can never be perfect.
A ne možemo nikada da budemo zadovoljni.
So we must receive the righteousness that comes by faith.
I zato moramo da primimo pravednost koja je posredstvom vere.
Salvation by human effort is a futile effort.
Spasenje kroz ljudski trud je uzalud.
That's why the Apostle Paul here says that salvation is not the result of human effort.
Zato apostol Pavle ovdje kaže da spasenje nije rezultat ljudskog truda.
Let's read Galatians 2:16.
Da pogledamo šta kaže u Galatima 2. glava 16. stih. Galatima 2:16. Ali znajući da se čovjek ne opravdava delima zakona, nego samo vjerom u Isusa Hrista, povjerovali smo i mi u Hrista Isusa, da budemo opravdani vjerom u Hrista, a ne delima zakona, jer na osnovu dela zakona niko neće biti opravdan.
Could it be clearer?
Ja mislim da jasnije od ovoga ne može biti.
You cannot be saved by keeping the law.
Jasno, kaže, ne možete biti spaseni delima zakona.
This is just crystal clear.
Kristalno jasno.
Salvation is the next thing our text says is that salvation is God's gift.
Vraćamo se na Efese, dalje kaže Božji je dar, spasenje je Božji dar.
Ne
zaslužen.
Undeserved.
That's right.
Upravo tako.
Let's read what the Apostle Paul has to say in Romans 4 verses 4 and 5.
Da vidimo šta apostol Pavle ima da kaže u Rimljanima 4. glava 4. i 5. stih. Rimljanima 4, 4 i 5. A onome koji radi, plata se ne računa po milosti, nego po dugu. Onome pak koji ne radi, a veruje u onoga koji opravdava bezbožnika, njegova vera se uračunava u pravednost.
We have a choice.
Imamo izbor.
If we try to earn salvation,
ako pokušamo da zaslužimo spasenje,
in any way, shape or form,
ako pokušamo da ga zaradimo na bilo koji način,
then we cannot receive it.
Onda ne možemo da ga primimo.
The only way we can receive salvation,
jedini način na koji možemo da primimo spasenje,
is to accept it as a gift.
Jeste da ga primimo kao dar.
Paul says if you want to work for it, it's no longer a gift.
Pavle kaže ako hoćete da zaradite vaše spasenje, to vam onda više nije dar.
The only way to receive it is by not trying to earn it.
Jedini način da ga primite jeste da uopšte ne pokušavate da ga zaradite.
Salvation is offered as a gift.
Spasenje je dar.
Romans 3:22
u Rimljanima 3. glava od 22. do 24. stiha kaže ovako. Rimljanima 3:22 do 24. Naime, pravednost Božija, koja verom u Isusa Hrista, dolazi za sve koji veruju. Jer nema razlike, svi su zgrešili i tako su lišeni slave Božije, te se opravdavaju zabadava njegovom blagodaću na osnovu iskupljenja u Hristu Isusu.
Repetition says the same thing.
Stvari ponavlja istu stvar.
Righteousness comes by faith.
Pravednost dolazi posredstvom vere.
And because it's a gift, no one can boast about it.
I zbog toga što je to dar, niko ne može da se hvali time.
Since you didn't earn salvation,
pošto niste zaslužili, zaradili svoje spasenje.
Since you don't deserve salvation,
pošto ga ne zaslužujete,
you can't brag or boast about being saved.
Ne možete se hvaliti time kako ste spaseni.
The Christian message is a humbling message.
Hrišćanska poruka je ponizna poruka.
Surrender.
Predanje.
I think it's important that we understand surrender.
Mislim da je važno da razumeš šta znači predat.
All of the days that I've been here have kind of mixed together in my head.
Sa svi ovi dani koji sam proveo ovde nekako se pomešali u mojoj glavi.
But you remember when I talked about being a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ?
Ali sećate se kada sam govorio o tome šta znači biti rob Isusa Hrista.
See, I believe in surrender.
Ja verujem u predanje.
I believe that when we receive the gift of salvation,
ja verujem da kad primimo dar spasenja,
God is calling us to slavery for Him.
Bog nas poziva da mu robujemo.
We take His blood for the forgiveness of our sins.
Mi primimo, uzmemo njegovu krv za oproštenje naših greha.
But there is a sense in which He buys us with His blood.
Ali na neki način nas je On kupio svojom krvju.
The Apostle Paul says, "You are not your own."
Apostol Pavle kaže, niste više svoji.
You have been bought with the blood of Jesus.
Kupljeni ste Isusovom krvju.
You have no rights.
Nemate više svoja prava.
You have no life of your own.
Nemate više svoj život.
You don't have to. Yeah, this is so important. You can't earn salvation, but once you are saved, the real deal, ladies and gentlemen, is a life of sacrifice and surrender.
Ne možete zaslužiti svoje spasenje, ali jednom kada ste spaseni, u stvari dolazite pred to surrender and
sacrifice.
Da ulazite u to područje žrtvovanja i predanja.
The Apostle Paul says,
Apostol Pavle kaže
in Philippians chapter 3,
u Filipijanima 3. glava,
verse 7 and 8,
7. i 8. stih,
he says,
kaže,
I have given up everything.
Ja sam sve napustio, odustao od svega.
I have nothing left.
Ništa mi nije ostalo više.
And yet he's thrilled.
A ipak je oduševljen.
He's happy.
I srećan je.
Because he has the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus his Lord.
Zato što poznaje Isusa Hrista kao svog gospoda.
Jesus says,
Isus kaže
that the kingdom of heaven,
da je carstvo nebesko,
is like a man seeking after pearls.
Kao čovjek koji otišao da traži biser.
He finds the pearl of great price.
I pronađe vrlo skupocen biser.
He looks at the price tag on that pearl.
Na tom biseru ima cena, i on pogleda tu etiketu.
And you know what the price tag is?
I znate šta piše na toj etiketi?
It says on the price tag,
kaže,
everything you've got.
Sve što posjeduješ, sve što imaš. To je cena.
That's the price. And the price for you? Oh, I got such a deal.
A cena za vas, pazite ovu ponudu.
Everything you've got.
Sve što imate.
The price for you?
Cena za tebe.
Everything you've got.
Sve što ti imaš.
Everything you've got. 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 Everything you've got.
Sve što ti imaš i sve što ti imaš.
That's the price.
To je cena.
We are told that the man seeking godly pearls went and sold everything he had.
I tako i piše. Čovjek koji je našao biser, otišao je i prodao sve što je imao.
What did he have after that?
Šta je imao nakon toga? The pearl.
He had the pearl.
Imao je biser.
But he had nothing else.
A ništa drugo. Ostao bez svega ostalo.
You see, that's the choice, isn't it?
To je izbor.
You want stuff or you want the pearl?
Hoćete stvari ili hoćete biser?
You see, it requires sacrifice.
Potrebna je žrtva.
But wait a minute.
A čekajte malo.
It's not so sacrificial because when it's over, you got the pearl.
Nije to baš ni tako velika žrtva, jer kad se sve to završi, vi ipak imate u ruci biser.
You see?
Shvatate?
You got the pearl.
Imate biser.
Jesus is that pearl.
Isus je taj biser.
The apostle Paul was shipwrecked.
Apostol Pavle imao brodolom.
He had been beaten.
Tukli su ga.
He had been in prison.
Bio je u zatvoru.
He had nothing.
Ništa više
nije imao. He was chained to a Roman guard.
Privezali su ga lancima u rimskom zatvoru.
He thought he was going to be executed.
Mislio da će ga pogubiti.
He had nothing.
Nima ništa.
But wait, he said,
šta on kaže?
I got the pearl.
Imam biser.
The surpassing greatness.
Prevažno.
Of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
Prevažno poznanje Isusa Hrista.
For whom I have suffered the loss.
Gospoda za koga sam izgubio sve.
But I have.
Ali imam biser.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Christian life is about the pearl.
Suština hrišćanskog života jeste taj biser.
Whatever the cost, and the cost is usually up.
Koja god cena bila, a cena je obično prilično visoka.
What are you willing to give up for the pearl?
Šta ste vi voljni da date, od čega da odustanete zarad ovog bisera?
What's holding you back?
Šta je ono što vas sputava?
I'm here to tell you that the pearl is worth it.
A ja hoću da vam kažem da je biser vredan svega.
Question or comments?
Vi imate pitanje ili neki komentar?
Mislim da je na onom u Rimljanima
12.
glavi. Višni su poslani na živu žrtvu.
Yes.
Ali tu jako podesno sa onim što kaže, molim vas milosti Božje radi da date. Znači milost Božja uzrok da mi damo. Predamost. Milosti Božje radi. Znači, isto mislim Rimljanima tamo i kaže, niste primili duha ropstva, nego posinačkog duha. Ne da se bojite, nego vičemo Bogu, Ava, Oče naš. Znači, naša predanost treba, ali je uzrok predanosti ta ljubav Boga.
It's necessary, but the cause of our surrender is the love of God.
Paul says in Romans 12:1.
Pavle kaže u Rimljanima 12:1.
I'm begging you.
Kod nas kaže molim vas.
Do you hear that?
Ali jači je, mnogo jača reč tu.
That's the Greek. I'm begging you.
Molim vas toga, ali u grčkom kaže preklinje vas. Bukvalno tako. Preklinje vas milosti Božje radi.
I'm begging you, Paul says.
Does
it say that in I ask you, see, beseech is the English translation. It's not strong enough.
Čak ni u engleskom je dovoljno jako, ali stvarno na grčkom preklinjem vas.
To present your bodies living sacrifices.
Da svoja telesa prinesete na živu žrtvu.
The problem with a living sacrifice.
Problem sa živom žrtvom
is that it can crawl off of the altar.
Jeste da ako pošto je živa može da odšeta sa oltara.
That's the problem.
To je problem.
But he goes on to say, you got to do it. It's, in fact, he says, it's the reasonable thing to do. Is that the end of that first verse? I don't know what
it
is.
It's your mental service to God.
Your mental service? No, really, that's not so good. It's the reasonable thing to do. It's your reasonable spirit, a service of worship.
Kad kaže to bude vaša umna služba Bogu, možda ne vidi se tako jasno, ali na grčkom je to... to je razumno učiniti tako nešto.
And what makes it reasonable, now this is the English, I don't know about the, this one, is God's mercy. Based on God's mercy,
možda se ne
presenting your bodies is the reasonable thing to do.
Prevodimo, ali zašto je razumno? Zbog Božje milosti. Božja milost je ono što vaše žrtvovanje čini razumnim.
Does it have it in the a little bit? Okay. You see, what is it about God's mercy that makes it reasonable for us to stay on the altar?
A šta je to u vezi Božje milosti što naš ostanak na oltaru čini razumnim?
Does it talk about the mercy in here? Okay. Now here's the good thing about mercy.
Šta je dobra stvar u vezi milosti?
Mercy is not getting what we deserve from God.
Milost znači ne dobiti od Boga ono što ste zaslužili.
What do you deserve from God?
A šta vi zaslužujete od Boga?
Oh, death.
Smrt.
Death.
Smrt.
That's what you deserve.
To je ono što zaslužujete.
But based on the fact that God isn't going to give us what we deserve.
Ali na osnovu te činjenice da nam Bog neće dati ono što smo zaslužili.
Then Paul says, I'm begging you to stay on the altar. In fact, it's the reasonable thing to do because God's so merciful.
Paul kaže, zbog toga ja vas preklinjem da ostanete na oltaru. Razumno ima smisla onda ostati na oltaru.
And whatever you do,
i šta god činili,
do not be conformed to the pattern of this world.
Nemojte se preobražavati ovom svetu.
Is that what it says? Yeah. Don't be conformed to the pattern of this world.
Nemojte se preobražavati ovom svetu.
Because the pattern of this world says it's stupid to present your body a living sacrifice to God.
Zato što ovaj svet kaže da je glupo svoja telesa dati na živu žrtvu Bogu.
One time,
jednom,
I was at a Lutheran church.
Sam bio u luteranskoj crkvi.
And this Lutheran church had an outdoor altar.
I u toj luteranskoj crkvi.
In the summertime, when the weather was nice, they would have church outside.
Imali su čitavu taj kao oltar, taj deo napolju, tako kad je lepo vrijeme, leti, mogle službe da se obavi napolju.
I was just walking around the church.
I ja sam se šetao po
crkvi. All of a sudden, I look and there's an altar.
Iznena da vidim, tu nalazi se cijela onaj crkveni oltar.
And it is a big stone altar. It's about this high.
Veliki kameni oltar od prilike ove visine.
Big thing.
Ovako, oliko, širok, ogromno.
I looked around.
Pogledao sam okolo.
To see if there was anybody watching.
Da vidim li ima nekog da me gleda.
And I climbed up on the altar.
I popeo sam se na altar.
And I laid down.
I legao sam.
It was a moving experience for me.
Mene je to iskustvo stvarno dotaklo.
We can in our heads present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
Mi možemo nas u našem umu predstaviti nas kao živu žrtvu.
I had to get off of that altar.
Ja sam morao da siđem sa tog oltara.
There's an altar in my heart.
Ali postoji oltar u mom srcu.
But I've presented myself to God.
Da sam sebe predao Bogu.
And I'm not getting off that altar.
I sa tog oltara ne silazim.
No matter what.
Šta god da se desi.
No matter what.
Šta god da se desi.
I thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for this opportunity to visit you here in Serbia. It's been truly been my pleasure.
Hoću da vam zahvalim za ovu priliku da sam mogla da vas posetim ovdje u Srbiji i stvarno mi je bilo veliko zadovoljstvo.
I thank you for the opportunity of talking to you about the things I love the most.
I zahvaljujem vam što sam imao priliku da sa vama razgovaram o stvarima koje volim.
I love talking about things out of the Bible.
Jer volim da pričam o stvarima iz Svetog pisma.
I realize that I'm a little, well, perhaps wild and informal.
Svesna sam da sam možda pomalo suviše divlji i neformalan, nezvaničan.
But I hope you see But I hope you see that I am sincere.
Ali se nadam da možete da vidite da sam iskren.
Be people of God's word.
Budite narod Božje reči.
Meditate on His word day and night.
Razmišljate o njoj dan i noć.
So that you can be careful to do all that's written.
Da biste pažljivo držali sve što je